This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Baby, Jennifer, you want to be my baby? Hey, baby. That's very sexist, and I'm not a sexist sort. Let's just get to work here. The Good Day program. Richard McFadden at the controls, so if you hear anything wrong, it's his fault.
That's right.
It's not my fault. I'm on the job, and I'm on the air, and I'm ready to go with what you need to know today. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, at your service and on your side. Election Day, the magic number for Republicans is 6. That's what they need to take control of the Senate. Possible runoffs in a couple of states might delay the final result. Iowa pretty close, New Hampshire kind of close, so see what happens. In the House, though, the Republicans have 233 seats at the moment. They're probably going to get 246 by the end of the day. So that means Mr. Obama will be out there for now for the next couple of years on his own. Not that he won't try to use executive orders and privilege to make things happen.
I have a feeling that old veto stamp is about to get a workout, too.
Big stamp. Boom! The Tea Party. Big wave in 2010. Governors of Florida, Kansas, Maine, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. All Tea Party people facing what might be described by some, or has been described by some of the pundits, as being difficult. Richie, let's see here. There's no election in Virginia, though, is there? You don't have a gubernatorial race in Virginia, do you?
Warner's running for Senate.
The Senate. Okay, that's right, too. All right, so let's see here. What else?
In Maryland, though, very important gubernatorial race going on.
So what's the outcome there?
O'Malley is leaving. He had 2 terms. He did his best to
mess things up,
try and make the state like Detroit. And his lieutenant governor, Governor so Brown,
thanks very much for your subtlety, Rich.
Is trying to take over and carry the ball for him, and he's running against Larry Hogan, who's
that Hulk's brother?
No, it's not Hulk's brother. And he's looking pretty good. It's looking like he's got a chance, which in Maryland would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
If they, the last Republican governor that they had, they've only had 1 in 40 years, was Ehrlich. Remember Ehrlich? We used to have him on the show all the time.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, people are just, they can't afford to live there anymore. It's like a mini California, so it's...
All right, let's see. Elsewhere around the country, State Senator Jason Carter, who is former governor and President Jimmy Carter's grandson, close contest there with Governor Nathan Deal. He's a Republican, obviously. Jason Carter is a Democrat. He wants to be the new governor. He's 42% of the... Let's see here. Looks like Deal has 43% of the poll. Carter got 42%. See where that goes. Let's see here. The Republican Governors Association committed $3.5 million to Mr. Deal's reelection effort. $700,000 the past week alone. This is the thing. The obscenity here is the amount of money. I keep saying it, but it's true.
$4 billion.
President, crazy. Obscene. It's so crazy.
Yeah. But we have allowed this to happen by not raising a ruckus and a revolt when the Supreme Court decided to allow money to run everything. And we didn't force. I mean, there should have been a constitutional convention forced 34 states have to call a constitutional convention to change the Constitution. It's happened before. It needs to happen again. But because we're not teaching civics, that is how the government works in school anymore, which is a direct, deliberate attempt to, in my mind, not brainwash, but just lack of information keeps people away from understanding how the system works. And that's deliberate on the part of the politicians who are running the country instead of you and me running the country. So this is something that's very, very, very serious, and something that we see more and more obfuscation of your response. At least they acknowledge you have to vote, because they want to buy your vote with all of this stuff that gets floated around, all this crud from the various PACs and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Aye. All right, so in Georgia, not only is there an interesting gubernatorial race, but there's going to be a vote today there on whether to cap state income taxes at the rate effective January 1st, 2015, which would enshrine in their state's constitution a prohibition on raising these taxes any further. Currently, the top personal income tax rate is 6%. Rest of the country watching this. There are public interest groups who want to see this happen, and, well, they ought to. Let's see here. Former, what's going on in, there's a lot of stuff in Hawaii. That's what I was looking at, Richie. Three or four different races in Hawaii that are important. I find it interesting to look at ballot measures. In Hawaii, for example, there were five amendments on the ballot. Most talked about is a proposal to put public funds toward private education. That's been a big bugaboo. A lot of states have voted, actually, to do that, and so that's taking hold of that issue. Hasn't that been decided in California? Wasn't there an issue? Don't I remember that a few years ago, Jennifer and Kenny, in California? Wasn't there public money to support, like, Montessori schools and that sort of thing?
That was quite a while ago.
Has it been long?
And it didn't go through.
It did not.
I don't think
should
so.
It? Under the circumstances, should that sort of thing be under consideration? That's kind of like when George Bush was president, they were using public money for like these private groups, these non-profit groups that were related to churches and that sort of thing, which I thought was improper. I think in this circumstance it's improper. It's either public or private. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's, I think as a public, or sorry, as a private school kid, I think there's a reason mm-hmm. that you pay for that, and I think there's a choice. Now, do I think that we should improve our public schools and fix what's broken so that it's not such a mandatory decision to make for parents if they want to get a better education? Yeah, but I think the answer is fixing the public schools first more than giving kids voucher money.
Yeah, I'm looking at how the Republicans in Illinois, for example, are trying to get some of their old seats back again, riding on this crest of, I don't like Obama and I don't like Democrats. That's really what's happening here. This is all just a referendum on, this isn't about good candidates and bad candidates.
No, it's not at all.
It's just a complete referendum on Obama and what a mess things are. That's all. And he's so blind to it, it's just incredible how either he doesn't want to see it, or he can't see it, or maybe...
Well, you can't be honest in politics anymore. You can never say that you've done something wrong, or else, boom, everybody will pile on.
Yeah, well, but they've done that anyway. They haven't waited for him to say, I did anything wrong.
Right.
It's just, okay, that's how it works.
Well, I don't think he's blind. I just don't think he can admit to whether he feels like he's done something perfect or
well, I
not
think
perfect.
That he's clouded by what happens to a lot of people who get in office and they start to believe their own press, and that's their press is a lot different from what the real press is, and so they just are in denial. Then maybe he can afford to be in denial, but it's not going to be very easy for the next couple of years, and then it'll be a good.
He can afford to do anything he wants. He's set for life.
Yeah, he's all set. Exactly. Look at how Bill Clinton. I use this example very frequently. Although Jimmy Carter didn't do this, and George Bush didn't need to. Bill Clinton was broke when he got out of the presidency, but he was smart enough to know where to go, what to do, how to make some money. And the guy's worth a couple hundred million bucks now. So, and Obama can do the same thing, coming from nowhere, really having no experience, but yet you maneuver yourself into the right positions. And frankly, depending on how cynical you are about the realities of how these people get elected and what they are supposed to be doing and to whom they answer. Is that the right English? To whom? Yeah. Who do they answer to when they're in the press? A lot of people, Richie says this all the time, that when you get in there, you have no idea what really the game is.
Right.
You can promise whatever you want, but when you get in there and the realities of who's pushing the real buttons.
I'm a perfect example. I will end the war in Iraq.
Yeah.
I will end the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But then you sit down and they open the book for you, the guy running the DOD,
yeah, right.
It comes up and he's like, oh, I never knew this.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and then all of a sudden everything changes.
There's a lot of pressure all the way around. All right, well, anyway, I guess our discussion is aimed at getting you interested in what's going on so that you will go vote today. Wherever you are, whatever state you're in, please make sure your state of mind is tuned toward what the issues are, who the people are, and why you're voting the way you're voting. And then tomorrow we'll have this is not a show about politics, but I think, frankly, my own my persuasion is to get people to try to show some interest and not go along. This is what's so disgusting is the news media keep going, oh, it's going to be a low voter turnout because it's, I mean, you know, screw you guys. You have done nothing but further ruin this country. Go get lost.
Do you think that's the media's idea, though, in trying to impact the elections by saying that kind of stuff?
Well, who knows? These people are capable of anything. They're no different than anybody else. They want their own way. So they use the power of the press to persuade people and lie to them and cheat and steal. That's what this is all about. Who paid the most money to whatever? I would like to do a survey, Kenny. I don't know how to quite do this. I'd like to take all the major newspapers around the country, look at who they endorsed, and see how much money was spent by those candidates in their newspapers. Wouldn't that be an interesting...
Ken, get on that, would you, please?
Yeah.
Shouldn't take long.
You get that back to us in the next hour?
Yeah. But, you know, well, I say Ken.
No, I know what
he's the most studious of us.
Surely somebody has done this, and we can find the answers.
Don't call me Shirley. 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Omax 3 Ultra Pure here. Nobody has to vote on this. Everybody knows that listens to this program anyway.
Every day.
How good Omax 3 Ultra Pure is every day. I'm telling you about the value, the virtue of using Omax 3 Ultra Pure. This is a fish oil. Omega-3 oil, 16 times more potent than you'll find in any krill oil on the market, in any store, on any shelf, anywhere. Krill oil is good. Don't get me wrong. This is better. This is the best. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is the best. How do you beat 100% potency? How do you beat 100% purity? You can't. So why bother trying? Try this out. This is a product you can get 30 days worth of the product free. Why would you want to do that? Call 800-316-39. Whoops, wait a minute. Let me give you the right number first. Won't be very helpful if you call the number. And I. Oh, wait a minute. This is Fred's sleep mat. No, this is not what you want. 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day trial. The supply of Omax 3 Ultra will come to you and you'll start using it and you'll feel the difference in your bones, your joints, your mind. Your body is so much better off. You all know how important fish oil is. We were just talking about Tom Magliozzi, the half of Car Talk, dying of Alzheimer's. And what happens oftentimes is that you're not getting enough lubrication in your brain. So there are all kinds of ways of getting it, and this is one of them. Lubricate your body, your brain, with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Get going. Take this seriously. Do yourself a big favor. Call 800-316-7918. Order your 30-day supply. Pay $12 in shipping and handling. That's the deal. Or you can go online to Doug for D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax 3, Doug4Omax3.com, and order it that way. Whichever way is easiest for you. It's tested. It's contamination-free. It's pure. It's the best. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. 21 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day Program. We'll be right back.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
During this week in 1993. So if you know who this is, you can call us now at 888-302-3684. Crank this up, my boy. Brad Roberts is the band's lead vocalist. His brother Dan played bass and sang backup. They were originally called Bad Brad Roberts and the St. James Rhythm Pigs.
Charming.
Their current name was suggested by a friend of the band who was in medical school. And then, I don't know if that helps you or not, even though they were from Canada. It was a much bigger hit in the U.S. and in Europe. Featured in the soundtrack of the movie Dumb and Dumber. They've recorded a number of albums, but they were no more able to come over the top single hit from the albums. And in 2001, most of them had started their own solo careers. So you got this figured out? That's why people are working on it. That's good. 888-302-3684. The prize is a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. Many of them you have heard in the contest. So who is this? We go from Jennifer to Kenny, you remember this song well. He says it's a big
hit. Yeah.
What did you like about it?
Oh,
I like the guy's voice. It was just so different from anything else.
He reminds me of Eddie Vedder a little bit from Pearl Jam.
No, bite your tongue.
Really?
Seriously.
Ugh.
Hmm? The tone of his voice sounds like Eddie Vedder.
All right, let's find out. Is this Curtis? Hi, Curtis.
How you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Great.
How are things in, where are you in Pennsylvania? Whereabouts in Pennsylvania are you?
It's called Fort Loudoun. I'm about 20 miles outside of Chambersburg.
Ah, that pinpoints it.
Now you know.
About an hour south of Harrisburg.
Okay. I didn't think an hour south of Harrisburg. I thought it was West Virginia.
No, well, that's the Maryland. That borders, Maryland. That, you know, all three states kind of meet right there.
Right. Yeah, that's close. What I thought. Yeah. Okay. So what brings you to our wonderful radio program?
I tune in every morning. I listen to it. You're on a conservative radio station, 103.7, and you guys cover good topics that I like to hear. So
we don't necessarily follow the company line, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Hopefully there's a little thinking going on in some of the conversation that's here. So I'm glad you're there. Thank you. So what's the name of this group?
It's the Crash Test Dummies.
Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good guess.
All right. It is a good guess because it's right.
Yeah.
It's a good
very
guess.
Good guess.
It wasn't a guess, though, was it? You sound like you were pretty.
It was not a guess. Yeah, I was sure of it. Listen to them. I think they were in, like, the mid-90s.
Yep.
This is 93 when this
song.
Yeah,
they were a big band.
Right.
I didn't know
that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Richie, you don't know everything.
Wow, I didn't know that one, that's for sure.
Curtis is smarter than you because he knew.
Apparently, yeah.
Right, Curtis, congratulations. You're smarter than Rich. Hip, hip, hooray for that.
Today's your day, Curtis.
We're going to send you one of these CDs, One Hit Wonders stuff. Stand by, Michael will talk to you. Nice to have you on the program, Curtis. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is really easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'll more next time.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-993-1986. 1-800-993-1986. Call 1-800-993-1986. 1-800-993-1986.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
See here, the Good Day program, Election Day 2014, November the 4th, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, the attack ads, and how much has been spent, how much attack advertising of the $4 billion that has been spent in the contest for this year's midterms. What percentage do you think of what you have seen? Never mind the stuff that's aimed at Obama and the Democrats, et cetera, but just things that have nothing to do with the the quality. Nothing.
Say more than 50%.
50% of the money
more than
been spent 50%. On attack ads. Richie, in your area, the races you've seen, the ads that you've seen, what percentage would you say were attack ads versus actual information?
Here's who I am. Here's what I stand for.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can remember any ads that aren't the other guy is this.
It's not about...
It's not about me.
Most of them are. That's why I think it's more than 50%.
So why would you react to that? Why would you vote for somebody? Why?
And actually, I would... I want to meet somebody, anybody, who votes based on TV ads.
Mm-hmm.
Most anybody that I know who votes actually does a little research,
yep.
Watches any of the debates, mm-hmm. Goes to their website, or just has followed them for years and knows the candidate they are voting for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people do. Some people, here's the thing, people vote for who they know. So I think for people that are running against incumbents, it's almost a natural fit for them to do attack ads because you have to say, okay, don't vote for this person that you know, vote for me instead, and here's why, because this person did X, Y, Z.
You know, if anybody's out there voting based on just what they see on the television ads,
people do, Rich. Well, otherwise, why would they run them?
Why would they spend so much money on the advertising?
Or the stupid people?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, is that what it is?
What's that
really
song?
No, you don't have internet. You don't have a newspaper. You can't do any further looking into
remember
your
that,
candidate.
Remember that song, Vote for the Wolfman?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
clap
change
for the Wolfman.
No, let's vote for the dumb man.
Yeah. Does anybody believe those ads?
Well, I mean, apparently, as Jennifer said, they must be working. Otherwise, people wouldn't spend billions of dollars to put them on the air.
It's sad.
Hundreds of politicians.
If you are out there right now and you vote based on what you see on the television ads,
call us. We'll tell you what a dummy you are. 888-302-3684.
It's a pitiful state.
Well, if you saw some of the things that were going on in the last 24 hours, talking about pitiful, people running around, the people looking for your vote in the House election, the Senate election, the gubernatorial races, some of these electioneering situations that have existed. Jennifer was talking about judges being elected out there. Nobody knows who any of these people are. You know,
judges, yeah. School boards, yeah. School district. I mean, I'm curious how people do vote for those categories where there
judges,
isn't a lot of information.
I have to admit, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
How do you vote? Do you just pick their name or do you just skip it?
It depends. Sometimes I don't vote. If I feel like I know nothing, I will not vote. If I know something, I will vote. And it's usually down my side.
Mm-hmm. There are 150 ballot measures across the country today, including ones on abortion, guns.
They're all in California.
Marijuana. Well, marijuana is in a number of states. Key issues that have potential to influence voter turnout. Like a lot of people in Florida going out to vote one way or another on the marijuana. This is an age thing, much as anything else. So you see that, and that can be nothing but good. The more people that show up, the better off. The selection, it's just the process works with more people getting out there. That's one of the reasons we're talking about. I'm not telling you how to vote. Vote the way you want. But as Richie suggested, you're probably better off if you can educate yourself.
If you don't know,
skip
the category. Don't use that as an excuse not to go. I know a lot of people go, well, I don't know anything about the candidates, so I'm not going to go. Well, vote for what you do know. Even if you go click one button, at least you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is this, there's a huge reaction. I think there's a backlash to all of the special interests and people who are on the radio and television with all of these ads. And I think it may have when you look at the proposition. I take California as a pretty good example of this. Jerry Brown is strongly favored to win re-election. He's made the passage of this water initiative, Proposition 1,
Prop 1,
an important part of his campaign. They want to spend $7 billion to improve the state water supply infrastructure. I wonder how that works. Are anybody bringing up, why not just desalinate?
Right, I'm voting this down, and I'm going to scream when I do it, because here's what Jerry Brown's known for. The last election, he got us to pass this bullet train that's supposed to run through the state of California, which nobody wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know how he passed it through, and it's gone nowhere.
Because he convinced people to vote for it.
Nancy Pelosi's husband has bid on the job and is doing most of the construction that's taken place. Oh, where? In Fresno. I think they've put together like a mile or two of the tracks. I mean, it's a train to nowhere is what they're calling it. It's ridiculous. And does it give him power to spend more money to do this joke with the water when I don't know why they're not seeding clouds and desalinizing ocean water? It's ridiculous. That would create jobs and income for the state of California, and they're just not doing it.
All they want to do is rebuild. Rebuild what? Where's the water going to come from?
Right.
You're going to bleed the infrastructure. I've got great water pressure at my house. I don't need any more water there. It's the best shower I've ever had in my life. Perfect water. So how is rebuilding the infrastructure going to make that? All I want to know is that when I turn the water on, I'm going to have some water there.
Yeah, they just want permission to get billions of dollars, and it's ridiculous. I'm not doing it.
Hugh is in Vero Beach, Florida, WTTV. Hi, Hugh. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm with Rich. I mean, I think that these...
You want to rethink that, sir? I don't know if I'd say that.
Come on.
Well, that
shut up. Let him talk.
Right. Go ahead.
But, I mean, it's got to be 95% negative.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you guys are right, saying that people do just look at the ads and vote.
So how have you made up your 100%. Mind how you're going to vote?
No, I follow politics, you know, and I'm a Republican, so I pretty much stick to that. But I follow it. I do my
So you're going to vote for marijuana, medical marijuana, or against
No, I'm voting against
it. Why?
Because the next step, they'll be like Colorado. They'll legalize it you know, for everybody.
Okay, so what?
In the state.
Well, so why is that wrong?
I just think it leads to the next day. They always say marijuana leads to cocaine and this and that. I mean, that's the first step. I may be wrong about that, but...
I'll tell you what it will do, and I don't know if it does. I don't know if it's a gateway drug or not. I personally don't do marijuana, haven't done it, don't know what to do with it. But I will tell you this, in California,
what to do with it?
You could try, but I probably wouldn't be very good at it. But in California, where we have medical marijuana, like Florida is voting on today, what it does is it makes there's more segregation in neighborhoods. In my neighborhood, pot shops all over the place. You see these green crosses everywhere. You go to Beverly Hills or Bel Air, they're nowhere.
Really?
And that's what it really it does, and that's what people don't realize, is it adds more segregation to the neighborhoods, it adds more crime to the places that don't need it. It's just, I don't know, there needs to be a better model. We had a candidate for mayor in Los Angeles who said he would mandate, since medical marijuana is legal, he would mandate that every community have to have the same amount of shops. So if you have two shops in Santa Monica, you'll have two shops in Beverly Hills. You'd have two shops in Sherman Oaks. And that's actually, that would be a great idea.
I don't think it's going to pass in Florida. It needs 60% here in Florida. And I don't, it's not the 50.1% to pass. So
yeah, with all the retirees down there, I don't see that.
A lot of retirees are for it because they don't want to be doing prescription drugs and stuff. What I see is that the older people are for medical marijuana.
Right. I don't see my mother, who lives in Maryland, but, you know, taking her as an example of a retiree. I don't see my mother all of a sudden one day going, you know, I think I'm going to start smoking pot for this.
I don't know if she's not smoking pot now.
My mom and dad live here in Vero Beach, and there's no way they're going to flip the thing. So like, okay, I'm going to go, light up. You know, it makes you feel better. They'll use the traditional drugs, that are still out there.
All right, Hugh, thank you. 888-30.
Smart man.
888-30. Smart, because he's agrees with you. 888-302-3684. So Meredith sent me.
Yeah, what is this? She sent it to me, too.
Okay, so the last time she sent me something, and I used it on the air, you decided you're going to trash it. I didn't tell you. Meredith likes to look around. She's very interested in things that are going on, and when she sees something that's interesting that she thinks I can use in the air, she sends it to me. So the last thing I sent, she sent to me, I used and talked about on the air, and you guys decided you were going to rip it apart. So now, instead of subjecting her to all of that, the information, she sends this to you. She sent me an email that I sent to Richie to verify this story, which is a basic focus on the Medicare handbook, which suggests that the premium and deductible amounts were not available at the time of the printing. So why did they print it? Why would you send out a document that's supposed to give you instructions on Medicare and not have all the information?
What this thing basically says is that you got your Medicare handbook for 2015 for next year.
Yeah,
and the information that they left out was the huge increases that were coming.
Yeah.
And that you can call to get the information. So I think what it alleges is that they left out the information.
They affect the elections.
And that they wouldn't be out until after the election so that the Democrats wouldn't take the hit.
Right. Good news for you. Democrats are going to take the hit.
Right, yeah.
This is just piling on. So did you find out, did you check it out to see if it was real or not?
Well, I just started reading it a few minutes ago. My one question is, the person who sent this, who is it?
Who sent it?
Yeah, like who originated this email? I know Meredith.
It's floating around. I don't know. You get these things that float in from everywhere.
Right.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Right. So, no, I have to look it up. That's the first thing I look at is who originated it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I would believe it until I had a chance to look it up, which I'm going to do right now.
One of Meredith's wacko friends.
Well, I mean, you know, this person who wrote it obviously is concerned. They called and they said, well, there's a big increase coming. How come that's not in my handbook? Well,
it's because they don't watch it at all.
This is a it looks like this is a hoax email.
Kenny says it's a hoax. Oh, well. Sorry. It's good for conversation for a minute or two anyway.
Right.
You don't think they're capable of doing this sort of thing?
The sad part about it is exactly that. This is something they would do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Any Republican or Democrat, they would say, okay, listen, we got some bad news coming here about your insurance rates next year. We're going to hold this off until after the election.
See you next year with the bad information.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
For us to get this email and believe it is the saddest part of all.
Right. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. I don't know why that came into my mind. I'm going to surf the television. I know that's why I was there. I was thinking of surfing the television channels with Jennifer. Jennifer and I go surfing through the TV channels in a moment here on Good Day.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row, and now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Television time. Jen Jen is here to go through the list of things that are going on. Cancellations, who's going to appear in the Macy's Parade, yada, yada, yada.
I have it all. I'm your one-stop shop for
yes,
TV
you
news,
are.
Ducky.
One-stop yeah. shop. Go ahead.
Let's start at Saturday Night Live. Woody Harrelson and Cameron Diaz will both return to Studio 8H to host Saturday Night Live.
Wow, they're getting some big names.
NBC.
Chris Rock and... I mean, they really are getting some big-name hosts again.
Woody Harrelson hasn't been on the show for 20 years, so he'll host for the third time November 15th, just in time to promote his role in The Hunger Games. And then on November 22nd, Cameron Diaz, which I think will be very funny, she's going to be in Annie. She'll be starring. She'll be doing Saturday Night Live then as well. So that's kind of fun right before Thanksgiving. Now, also at NBC, some more cancellations have come down the pike. Not good news for the freshman comedies Bad Judge and A to Z. Those got the
Bad Judge is funny.
I thought it was too. Kate Walsh starred in Bad Judge, but the ratings on it were just terrible, and they pulled that Manhattan Love Story. These shows haven't topped those ratings, so all 3 of those comedies gone from NBC's lineup, but they will let the shows run out, so they had 13 episodes, so Bad Judge and A to Z will still air those next episodes.
Yeah, who cares, though, if it's not coming back.
In a surprise season pickup, good news for Meredith Vieira, NBC-owned television stations have renewed her early for a second season, so that's good news if you're a fan of that show. And Jay Leno is coming back to The Tonight Show. I was going to sit down with Jimmy Fallon as a guest on Friday, November 7th, to talk about his acceptance of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor last month. That ceremony airs on PBS November 23rd. He's also got a new show coming up called Jay Leno's Garage. He'll talk about that as well. Dancing with the Stars, if you're a fan of that show, you can now see it beyond your TV set. It's going on tour. The ballroom is packing up and hitting the road. It's taking Mark Ballas for sure and Whitney Carson. Those are the first 2 official dancers to join the production. And they're going to perform from Mark Ballas will perform his new song, Kicking Clouds. He's also a singer as well. So they'll go on tour dancing, singing. Tour will kick off December 27th in Niagara Falls and it'll run through February 15th. This is very much like what The Voice does and American Idol. They take their people on tour to try to capitalize and keep making that money, honey. Sting and Idina Menzel and the cast of Sesame Street will be among the stars celebrating at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was Macy's big announcement this week. Does anybody watch this? The special airs at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
Macy
says more than 8,000 people were to participate. I'm going to be honest here, in all disclosure, full disclosure, I've never watched the Macy's Parade.
I watched it as a kid, and my kids will watch it a little bit.
Boring!
It is, right? Boring, don't you think?
It kind of brings in the season.
Boring!
I'll try to watch the Rose Parade, maybe.
Especially if it's cold.
Boring, says the man who has no life if it doesn't involve stepping in cow poop.
What do you mean I have no life other than stepping in cow poop?
Right. If you're, stepping in cow poop, you're like, oh, boring.
No, that's not true at all. No.
Stinky.
Right. Picking ticks out of
51
there.
51 after the hour and good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I are about to pay tribute to the two, well, the Car Talk brothers. We're the ones that made it individually. People knew them as Tom and Ray. Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, is how they were known for decades on NPR. The Car Talk show, arguably one of the most successful radio programs ever produced. 1 hour a week, these two guys and their foolishness got them recognized, not only in this country, but around the world. This show was airing all around the world, if you can believe it. And so the fact that one of the brothers, the older one, Tom, died yesterday, has got a lot of people talking and thinking about Alzheimer's disease, among other things. the Car Talk website says, listen to this, Richie. Mm. Turns out he wasn't kidding. He really couldn't remember last week's puzzler. Most anybody who listened to that show knew what the puzzler was. It just was a part of the two of them and their silly stuff. So in a moment, some excerpts from audio from the years of Car Talk here on Good Day. All right, so now we don't have the... Do we have... Michael, do we have the audio from this, or what are we doing here? No, we do have the audio. Okay. Let's start with 408. The executive producer, you could always hear them taking shots at Doug Berman, who was originally a producer, a line producer at NPR, and he found these guys or put the sort of the act together. Here he talks about the passing of Tom.
He was just laughed at everything all the time. He found funny things in everything. Okay, and so, it was almost like he was battling with his laughter, you know. He'd be trying to speak, and he, the laughter would be kind of fighting him and trying to come. Yeah. And then it would finally overcome him, and he'd have this, you know, high-pitched, you know, tee-hee, you know, that would just have to, like, you know, take over for a minute, and then he'd get back to talking again. And, it, you know, it was just, he just had such a joyous, attitude and approach to everything. You put him anywhere, and everybody around him would be having fun, and you know, leaves a big hole. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I mean, there's a whole intellectual side of what he brought. He was the friendliest anti-authority figure you mm-hmm. would ever meet. You know, he challenged everything, but he did it with a laugh. And he was incredibly honest, and sort of, you know, again, in his friendly and funny way, would not tolerate BS, you know.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I like most about him was he had the same political philosophy as I do, but he wasn't in your face. I get mine shows because I get angry about stuff. He was annoyed, but he laughed and got people to pay more attention. I dare say more people would pay attention to the issues the way he presented them. If you're having a conversation with him, his blood pressure wouldn't go up, but you'd get his point. And that was one of the things I think that was most notable about some of the discussions they had on Car Talk. We're talking about the passing of Tom Magliozzi, the Tom of Ray and Tom, the Clappett brothers on the Tappet. No, the Clappett? Tappet. But now I've lost Tappet. That. The Tappet twins. Is that what they call them? The Tappet brothers. I'll figure out in a minute. Hold on.
It's Kohl's two-day sale with 50% off specials store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. Find 50% off sweaters to layer and new styles for your entire family. Find 50% off fleece for every occasion. And snuggle up in sleepwear for the family at 50% off too. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Click and clack the Tappet Brothers. That's it. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right. So here is Tom from the Car Talk show with one of his more well-known on-air jokes.
Look, she said, I want something that goes from 0 to 200 in 4 seconds or less. And my birthday's coming up. You could surprise me. For her birthday, he bought her a brand new bathroom scale. Services will be at the Downing Funeral Home on Monday, the 18th.
That's funny.
Oh, that is funny. My God, those guys are funny. And the way they produce that show, they would every Thursday night go into the studio and go through the calls and stuff. It always sounded like it was live, but it wasn't. And the fact that they were genius to hold on.
The calls were totally set up, but they were great.
Yeah, but the fact that they owned all the rights to the Car Talk stuff made them millions. Millions. God love them. 59.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.